You're listening to a special podcast from the Contemporary Music Centre, Ireland's National Archive and Resource Centre for New Music, marking the release of the centre's new promotional CD, Contemporary Music from Ireland, Volume 5. I'm Bernard Clark, and this is music by Brian Irvine, entitled The Rather Unfortunate Demise of Mr. Whippy, a track taken from the CD. Yes, The Rather Unfortunate Demise of Mr. Whippy. Humour, we're often led to believe, is something of a rare commodity in contemporary music. But if there's one thing about this new disc, it's this. Forget preconceptions. Sit down with the selection here and marvel at the sheer range and diversity of sonorities from all over the island. Brian Irvine is Belfast-born, but studied in America, England and Ireland. Ricardo Clement is Spanish-born, but is Northern-based. Victor Lazzarini is Brazilian-born, but based in County Kildare. Very diverse. But what is the thinking behind such a disc? What is its raison d'etre? What is the Contemporary Music Centre? Questions for director Eve O'Kelly.
Well, we're a national archive for new music. We do a lot of promotion work. We do a lot of development and education work just to raise the profile of what's happening in new music here. We try to bring out a promotional CD every year, which just gives a selection of what the composers have been writing in the last two or three years prior to that. And this is actually the fifth one in our series, Contemporary Music from Ireland. It's quite a cross-section, I think, of different styles, composers of different generations. You'll hear, as you hear the excerpts as we go through, how varied they are. And our primary reason in bringing this disc out is for festivals, promoters, venues, places that might be interested in programming new music, but also, of course, very much for the general public.
It's a CD that isn't just about innovation and novelty, nor even accessibility. There is plenty of that. It's not just about north, south, east and west either, though voices from all over the island are here. It's about poetry too, old and new, spoken and silent. Jane O'Leary's In the Stillness of Time and a nod to Basho. Contemporary poets Paddy Bush, Dermot Healy and Pat Boren are here too, musing on spiritual retreat, time and the currency of bread in the music of Ciarán Farrell, Bill Campbell and Elaine Agnew respectively. Listening to how all of these composers approach a poetic text makes for fascinating listening. Take Elaine Agnew's Bread, which was a collaboration between herself and Pat Boren. What was behind that?
Pat and I spent quite a lot of time at the beginning coming up with a theme and that would resonate within Irish culture but would also have a resonance with the rest of the world. And Pat came up with the idea of bread. And when you think about it, you know, the importance of bread within the Irish society. My old memories as a kid, you know, with my grandmother and things, making soda bread and potato bread, but also the importance of bread throughout the rest of the world. So if you ever travel, there's always a particular bread associated with every country. And so what Pat did was Pat came up with the text that really falls into two sections. The first section, he lists the names of breads from all around the world and came up with the most incredible and rhythmical names of breads. And then the second part of his text is more to do with the role of bread within the Irish society, how the mother and the father and the child would, in a way, secretly get together on a particular day every week and would bake bread, and the role that the mother and the father and the child themselves would play. So it's much more kind of a common, but also a secret coming together.
Some of Elaine Agnew's Bread. Two other works on this disc from two very different composers are requiems of a kind, Raymond Dean's Equali and Donica Dennehy's To Herbert Brun. Dean's Equali is enigmatic. What was behind Equali?
The title was suggested by Beethoven, not personally, but Beethoven wrote a number of pieces called Equali. It means a contrapuntal piece, and in fact I believe one of them was played at his funeral. I chose the title partly to link this quartet with its predecessor, the second quartet, which I wrote for the Arditti Quartet, which was called Inter Pares, meaning among equals, perhaps also even a reference to a very early piece of mine called Equivoque, meaning a kind of play on words, but also literally meaning equal voices. So it's a combination of different references and puns. I like to think that when I peg out everything I will have written, will come together to make, in a way, one multifarious composition with a lot of different sections that kind of illuminate each other.
some of Raymond Dean's Equali. John Adams once said of Steve Reich that he didn't reinvent the wheel so much as he showed us a new way to ride. Similar could be said about Donegha Dennehy, through his own music, his teachings and through founding the Crash Ensemble, a group who can, when required, combine the power and punch of a rock band with the precision and clarity of a chamber ensemble. Dennehy's piece is entitled To Herbert Brune. Who was Herbert Brune?
Well, Herbert was a teacher of mine in Illinois when I went to grad school in the University of Illinois in America. And he had he was in his late 70s when I was there, and he had this seminar in experimental music that he ran every Monday night after the Composers Forum from 10 o'clock to about midnight or after that. And he was a very interesting composer, very political. And he had originally started off in Vede Air in Cologne, writing electronic music in its very glory days, when actually he remembers Stockhausen arriving there and all that. And he was a very sort of, in a way, hard-edged modernist. He had signed books from Adorno, and then he developed this long political philosophy. So we butted heads an awful lot, but he was a very inspiring man. He had a sort of a profound impact on me. We had lots of good arguments about music late into the night.
Some of Donegha Dennehy's To Herbert Brune with the Crash Ensemble, an ensemble that Deirdre McKay was able to choose instruments from when she approached her piece Ice Etchings. Here's a taste of it.
I think the visual aspect, although it's slightly abstract, becomes like an anchoring method for me, which is very useful. But this piece became very visual, and I think just the shapes of the sounds and maybe the resonance and maybe the echoing kind of resonant quality provoked. It's hard to know what provokes visualizations, but I started to visualize like huge big expanses of ice, something like Antarctic or something, and then just, you know, almost like the more delicate passages being like different angle close-ups or something of the same kind of thing. So that became quite interesting as I worked on it. I mean, how much of that communicates to a listener, I don't know that it even matters particularly. I mean, sometimes I know it can become confusing because people get interested by program notes and titles, and you don't really want that to be their experience, that the piece becomes a byproduct. So I know that that's always something that you're thinking about as well. But I mean, for me, it's sort of, yeah, it became part of the journey of the piece, as it were.
Composer Deirdre McKay on her own work entitled Ice Etchings, especially written for the Crash Ensemble. Landscape was also a powerful stimulus for Gerry Murphy. The river, the player Finian Collins, memory, water.
I have been navigating on the Barrow for about 30 years, and it's a river I'm very fond of. It's very quiet. And about 10 years ago, when Finian was at school, we brought him as a crew, and he promptly fell in love with the place. And it seemed natural after a couple of years that maybe... So the notion of composing the Barrow came to mind, and I put it to Finian. He said, oh, do. He said, good, good, please do it. If it doesn't have a pictorial element, I don't know. But I think water is... it's a very... friendly medium for which to write music, because it's never the same. The same stretch of water. People say to you, you go up and down the Barrow every year, does it not get very boring? The same lock, the same stretch of river? No, because it's never the same. The water's higher or lower, or the wind is blowing, or it's pouring rain, or it's flat calm. And if you look at the same stretch of water for 5 or 10 seconds, a little small wind goes across it. Some days you can see through the water, you can see underneath. Other days you can only see the surface. And it's always the same, and it's always changing.
Some of Gerry Murphy's Five Locks on the Barrow. Diversity. The diverse, from divers through Old French and Latin, turned in different directions, having variety, assorted, distinct in kind. The RTE Vambra Quartet, the Colino String Quartet, the well-established and the new. Then there's the indefinable, the Protean, Crash, Concord and Brian Irvine ensembles. There's the National Chamber Choir and conductor Celso Antunes, the RTE Concert Orchestra, conductor David Brophy, electronica, tape, soloists, guitarist Brendan Walsh and pianists Finian Collins and Evelyn Chang. North, south, east and west, a magnificent lineup of musicians for the many styles and mediums on this CD. We return to our opening. Contemporary music in Ireland today is blissfully, brilliantly diverse. Does Ivo Kelly have any ideas as to why this may be so?
I think there's a lot of imagination amongst the composers in this country. I suppose Ireland in general would be thought of as a creative place. If you think of writing, theatre, painting, there's a huge diversity. Think of traditional music and the creativity in that. I think it's just really that people don't expect to find it in, you know, to give it a label, classical music. They have very fixed ideas about what that is and isn't. But there's a big group now of composers of all styles, and their creativity has no boundaries, really. They're not writing in any particular style because it's Irish or supposed to be Irish. They're writing what they write. Thank you.
Some of Ciarán Farrell's Hopkins and Skellig Michael. Contemporary music in Ireland is alive and well and thriving between the covers of this disc, so check it out. You've been listening to a special podcast from the Contemporary Music Centre Ireland. For further information on this and other podcasts, please see the Contemporary Music Centre website at www.cmc.ie.